I think we're alone now.
Do you have to pay for that?
Fuck yeah. Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle? Knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now?
I'm Carol.
And I'm Anna, and this is episode 7 of Sticky Pickles, Dear Diary and Plumbing Problems.
It's now time, that very special time for our first sticky pickle. Anna, tell me about Dear Diary.
Okay, so for this week, you need to meet Gary.
Gary, hello.
So Gary has a girlfriend called Clara.
Okay.
And they've been together for a couple of years. So Clara is a nurse and Gary is an electrician.
Nurse, electrician.
Yep.
Right.
They don't live together, but Gary spends a lot of his time at Clara's flat. You know that bit at the beginning where you all sort of, they're basically move in, but they haven't moved in yet.
I think before we actually definitely moved in, I think I spent 6 months with my now husband. And he's at my house. And only one night of that 6 months did he actually sleep at home.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, we had, my husband came to stay on a Boxing Day 1 year and didn't leave for a month. And I was like, okay, now time to go home.
Should we show you how the door works? Let me show you. It's really, really clever. So easy.
Or at least start giving me some money. It's not entirely true. I did spend time at his, but we didn't leave. We didn't.
Oh, look, she's worried. He's going to hear it.
Yeah, I know. He's So as you would imagine a nurse to be, Clara is very nurturing. So she loves making sure Gary is happy. And he is the same with her.
I'd say that about all nurses, just to be honest. Like, some are amazing, don't get me wrong. But not all nurses are.
Some are dicks.
Some are dicks. Just like people. Yeah.
That's true. Clara and Gary spend their days at museums and art galleries.
Oh, aren't they cultured? La-di-da.
Aren't they? And their evenings, cooking dinner, watching Netflix. It's like my life without the museums and art galleries. Mine is just playgrounds.
TV, phone. Yeah. Dinner.
Exactly. So they're really close, which is why what I'm about to tell you about is weird.
Okay.
So Clara and Gary have discussed moving in together. Clara has made a decision to redecorate her flat because you need to do that in order to sell often. But she's been working long shifts at work. So Gary has volunteered to help Clara paint.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know.
That's really sweet, actually.
And he's obviously motivated because he wants to live with her. So they've cleared the bedroom and Gary gets ready to paint. He notices a cupboard, though, which is usually sort of underneath Clara's dressing table and usually kind of hidden. So he doesn't normally kind of see it.
What, like it's a movable cupboard?
It's just a cupboard in the wall.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in the wall. But it's hidden under the desk, her dressing table, so he doesn't normally see it.
Painting, you mean he spots it because he's at a weird
angle. Yeah,
because
the room's empty. Well, the room's empty now.
The room's empty and he sees this closet. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So he opens it.
Oh.
Because nosy.
You would too.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I probably
would.
Would
you
too. Not? Yeah, and I'm just thinking because it was a cute little cupboard.
You think, oh, I haven't seen in there. Have a quick look. And it's full of boring stuff like stationery, bank statements, pens, that kind of thing. But right on the top of it is a notebook. Carol, would you look inside the notebook?
So this is my girlfriend's notebook.
Yes.
This is her room and we've been together for a long time.
Yeah,
and
very close.
I'm helping her paint her room and we're really close. No, fuck no, I wouldn't look.
Wouldn't you? I think I probably would. I'd have a little sneaky look. I would imagine it's just like, oh, just like jottings of, you know, money or like things like that.
You see, this is the situation, right? So you take a look and what if it was full of new drawings? Or what if it was full of heartfelt truths?
Yes.
Or what if it was full of, oh my God, I can't stand my boyfriend. He's such a pain in the butt.
Interesting you say that, Carol.
Uh-oh. Okay. Go.
So Gary has the urge to peek inside and he certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Clara's diary and it's a recent diary. In fact, the last entry was only last week. So he's getting a full picture of how Clara is feeling now. And it's mostly about Gary and it's mean.
Okay, tell me what it says.
So it says how his snoring makes her so angry at night that she wants to put a pillow on his face.
I felt that feeling. I'm not kidding. I felt that feeling. I've actually woken up my husband and said, if you don't leave the room, I am going to have to kill you. Because, you know, it's apparently the only condition that someone can have that doesn't affect the person. It only affects other people around them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. No, well, not really. I mean, it's a lot better now, but in the early days, if everyone has a problem with that, use a didgeridoo. Train them on the didgeridoo. They'll stop snoring.
Oh, really?
Yep, for real.
Oh,
for real.
I need to buy a didgeridoo.
Yeah, but 10 quid.
Interesting. £10 for a didgeridoo?
£10, yeah.
Wow. eBay?
Yeah.
Interesting. So it also says he's a terrible cook and that she sometimes throws the food out when he's not looking.
Oh, at least she doesn't do it in front of him.
You're being very sympathetic. It talks about her birthday presents and how she hated them.
Yeah, but she didn't. It's not like she handed this to him and said, by the way, I have issues with you. She's basically sorting out in her head whether she wants to be with this guy, and she's writing up the things she doesn't like.
But it also says she hates his mum and his dad and his sister. And it says when he kisses her, she wants to throw up.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
He puts the diary back and gives the room a coat of
paint.
Hold
on. No, I have to stop for a second. That is bad. Okay. Everything else I was fine with. But that's... She wants to throw up when he smooches her?
Yeah. But she comes back and she's as loving and caring as ever. So she's talking about booking a holiday for next year.
Well, why wouldn't she?
But still, I mean, I don't think I could... If someone was making me feel like I wanted to throw up...
Totally.
I don't think I could pretend.
So had he not read it...
Yes, he would
He would have been fine.
Oh, we're happy. Yeah. So what should Gary do?
Well, Gary screwed up, I think. So Gary should have looked at that book and go, do I want to know what's my girlfriend's innermost thoughts, the ones she's not sharing with me? Do I want to know what those are? And he decided he did. And woe and behold, he got a nasty surprise.
He did.
So but maybe he's, what is he, so, oh, but on the other hand, maybe he feels better off. Like, who wants to be with someone who, you know, who starts to retch when you smooch him?
But also, he can't now tell her that he's read it, or if he does, it's a total breach of trust. So then what is he, does he have to just sort of hang around and just, but while all the time she's being lovely to him?
He has to come clean.
I think so.
Well, unless he's the world's greatest actor in the universe, how is he going to pull that off?
Yeah.
Like, is he going to kiss her and go, oh, no, I don't want to make you sick? Like, how is he going to avoid saying that? You know?
I'll just call my mum. I know you hate her.
Oh, do you want to speak to mum? That's how you handle it.
Oh,
you exposure. Force her to tell you. You force her to tell you by making all the food that she hated the most and watching her like a hawk.
Yes.
And kissing her with extreme ferocity, maybe after a 12-hour stint of not brushing your teeth.
Oh!
Make her dream, make her realize what she had and what she could have had.
Exactly. You think it was bad then?
Yeah. Until she finally just loses it and says, I can't stand this. And then they can open up and have a chat. Or he can just come clean and say, I read your diary and I'm a little annoyed.
He could snore, keep snoring so loudly that eventually she does put a pillow on his face.
Exactly. Then he'd be dead and the problem solved.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking if he faked it, then he could wake up and go, ha-ha, I've caught you putting a pillow on my face. Maybe not. Can you get off me?
You can't talk, though.
That's true. Depends how strong she is. I mean, she's a nurse. She must be quite strong because you have to lift patients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd probably have to confess.
Of course.
Because there's no other way.
You would be so snide. What if she said, for example, she comes up to you and she goes, oh, come here, come give me a kiss. Right? What are you going to say after reading?
I'd say, I thought it made you want to throw up, and then I'd throw the book in her face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty horrible thing to write.
Yeah, that is a horrible thing to write.
But, you know, I don't know. You've mentioned before that you'd never look in someone's phone, so...
That's true. I wouldn't, but I think that's because phones are kind of... There's a lock, isn't there? Whereas if there's a notebook there... Like, he didn't know it was her diary. I think if I saw it, if it was clearly someone's diary... In the 80s, I had a diary that locked with a key. That was very obvious that it was my diary. But if you just see a notebook, you might be thinking, I'll just have a quick look. I probably would be tempted to have a quick nose at a notebook.
I think the moral of the story is don't if you want to save your relationship, because it's doomed now.
Yeah.
And how is she going to trust him again? Like, they've both broken.
Yes, they have. They have.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
Who cares? Sorry, Gary.
We spend enough time on you, Gary.
Yeah. Carole, you're up. Tell me about plumbing problems.
Well, we have a brother and sister this week.
Okay.
Holly and her brother Hank. Now, they're both in their 30s, and they're kind of buddies, right, as well as siblings.
Yeah.
But they live far apart from each other, like in different continents.
Right, okay.
They try to meet up every year for like a weekend of fun, you know, just to get together, have a laugh.
Yep.
So Holly is based in New York, and she has this sweet job that lets her work around the world, the different places. And on this particular week, her job was sending her to Paris. Mm. And the company said that she could stay for the weekend. So she upgraded the room to a suite thing with a sofa bed and invited Hank to drive over from Vienna for the weekend.
Right.
Hank arrives, drops off his bags, and says he needs to go park the car like 5 blocks away. And he's grumble, grumble, grumble. And she's like, thank God, because she really needs a poo. Because she hasn't pooed in ages, right? She hasn't pooed since her flight a week ago. She is completely bunged up. She gets bunged up on flights.
Okay.
But she has an extremely satisfying poo at this stage.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like those euphoric experiences of emptiness.
I understand, Carole. I understand. Yeah.
And Holly experiences that euphoria. But there's a problem. The very, very large poo.
Oh, no.
Won't flush. Like, oh, it's Holly. A very, very large poo. And it will not flush. There is no brush in the room.
Nothing to break it down.
So what do you do? Because that's what she needs to do. She needs to break it down.
Okay, I have questions.
Kay.
Does she have a kitchen area in her?
No.
Okay.
It's like just a room, you know, bed, sofa, bed, TV.
Right. Okay. Trying to think. I was just thinking she could chop it up.
She's kind of panicking because her brother's on her, you know, like she's probably got about 5-10 more minutes she's working out in her head.
So she can't wait for room service. That might bring her up a knife. Hmm, tricky.
Would you leave a humongo poo for room service?
No. I meant she could order room service and use a knife.
Oh!
No, I wouldn't be like...
room service and go, by the way, could you just... someone left a mess. Someone left a mess.
Do you mind bringing up a sandwich, please, and some chips? Oh, and while you're there, can you just sort out my poo? No.
People do that all the time. Can I just say, I categorically would never do that. I would rather die.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. But she doesn't want her brother to see her poo.
Well, she's... No. Like, you know.
No, fair enough.
It's just a bit, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. I'd be looking around desperately trying to find some way to mash it up.
Exactly. And you know what? Yeah. That's exactly what she does. And she sees that there's a plastic bag in the trash bin.
Ah, yes.
So she's like, boom, slap that over your hand, act as a glove... Mm-hmm. And basically smoosh the poo so it fits down the little hole.
Right, yeah.
But upon touching the fat bobbing turd, she retches.
We're in survival mode, Holly. You need to do it.
I know. And she's like panicking a bit. She's panicking. And she's going to have to fish it out or do something. And she can't let Hank see this. And she goes back to the room and she goes, oh, my suitcase. I must have something in my suitcase. Slams open her suitcase and starts scrambling for anything that can hold a large poo.
Yes.
Makeup bags.
Oh,
she finds
her
makeup bag. It's small. Mm. It's going to be a tight squish.
You have to really jam that thing in there.
Yeah. But it may just be big enough.
Okay.
So she unzips it and she shakes it quickly, everything out, runs back to the bathroom, puts on the plastic glove bag thing, fishes out the poo, slams it in the bag, retches, and she zips it up.
Holly, what are you going to do with the poo now?
Well, she's going to have to figure it out pretty quick because Hank walks in, right? And he's like, hey, I'm back. And he's standing at the door and he's looking right at you because you're standing in the open doored bathroom holding now what is like a warm and damp makeup bag. And I think Holly must have looked like a rabbit caught in the headlights is my imagining. But she says, we need to go for a walk. That's okay. What she says. Because yeah. What are you going to do? You're not going to put it in the trash bin in the room. That's going to start to whiff.
Yeah.
So you need to get it out of the hotel.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, what's going on? And he's like, he's sighing, like, what the heck? What have you done this time? Because he can see the room has just gone from, like, he saw it 5 minutes ago and it was fine. Yes. And now it's all
Everything's
chaos.
All over the place.
Exactly.
Yep.
And she says, I can't tell you right now. I'll tell you over beer. And he looks suspicious, but they agree and they head out. And a few blocks away, Holly spots a garbage bin, an outside garbage bin, and she drops in her makeup bag.
Yeah.
And then they head to the bar and she tells them everything and they laugh about it. Until Sunday morning. So Sunday morning, they're waking up. They're all hungover. Hallie's playing with her phone and Hank goes in to take a shower.
Oh, no.
And he opens the door and he says, I've had the same problem. But then his face lights up and he goes, but I have a solution. And he closes the door.
Oh.
And Holly starts laughing, but she hears like these crazy crashing noises from the bathroom. Water's running, bang, crash, more water. Hank opens the door, gives her a thumbs up and closes it again, right? Ooh, and gosh. Holly's howling with laughter, but she's also like, what the hell is he doing
what
in
is
there?
He doing? Yeah.
Crash, bang. Then she hears the shower running and Hank singing in the shower. And when he finally comes out, she says, what happened? How'd you get rid of it? And he says that shower pull can be pretty useful at stabbing stuff you need to break up.
Oh.
So he unscrewed the shower pull that was holding up the shower curtain.
Just
stabbed his poop.
Oh.
And then put it back up.
And then had a shower.
And then had a shower. And he goes, don't worry, I cleaned it.
Oh. So did you? Was there bleach in the room? I don't think so.
First, whose approach was better, do you think? Holly or Hank's?
Holly's. Get it out of the room, I think.
Get it out of the room. She gave up a makeup bag. Although, someone might have seen the very nice makeup bag in the bin and thought, hey, I'm taking that. Well, who would throw that out?
That's your risk if you're going to go through rubbish.
So the moral of the story is, be very careful when you take nice things out of the rubbish bin.
Exactly, because it may contain a massive poop. So there you go, episode 7 of Sticky Pickles. We really hope you enjoyed the show.
And if you have found yourself in a crazy sticky pickle, we need to know now, because we will fix it for you. Maybe.
You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram.
And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
Okay, that's it. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
This podcast was created, hosted and produced by Anna Brading and Carole Terrio. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
Seriously, man, that was good. They're going to take you seriously now.
Thanks very much.